Hi, I am Martin Fritzen, and you're listening to the Grassroots Esports Podcast. Let us begin with this prologue and just a few words about who I am and why I am doing this podcast. So let me begin with why, because I think that's the most important question to ask when I am taking part in your time and I'm asking you to listening in. So when I started Sørby Esport, which is an esports club in Denmark, back in December 2015, January 2016, I started to figure out that esports needed clubs and associations just like regular sports, like soccer or volleyball or basketball. So if I'm a 10-year-old kid and I wanted to, you know, become good at playing basketball, the natural step would be for me to enter into a club and into a team and start to practice and start to play some matches and win and lose, and by that develop as a basketball player and as a person as well. So I thought, why not build, you know, an esports club where you have the same structure, the same organization, you have sponsors paying the club some money, you have a lot of members and players who wanted to become better, and you have a society who is interested, which is interested in growing the esports scene. I mean, that makes sense. So late December 2015, January 2016, I started to work around building an esports club, and I found some great people to do this with. And we became part of a local sports club, a local sports association. And from that, we built an esports club. I see myself as founder of this esports club, Sørby Esport, which is today, February 2018, is considered as the biggest esports club in Denmark, if we are measuring the number of members. I think we right now have somewhere between 250 and 275 members, and it's like the basketball player. They're paying for membership. They're getting training, and they have a coach and a trainer that will educate them, and they are going together to tournaments, participating in lanes. We are creating boot camps, and they're having fun, and they're creating new friendships. They're becoming better. They're winning. They're losing. Yeah, like building and develop themselves as players and as persons. So are the coaches, so are the managers, so are the leaders in the esports club. I think that makes sense. So that's why I'm building and creating this podcast. I want to share these experiences. And let me share just a story with you. So a good idea came to me one day, not just to me, but we thought about it and talked about it at a board meeting, and we wanted to create a boot camp. And the esports boot camps are not new, it's not a new concept. It's you join together for a weekend or a week or whatever, and then you educate your players, you play some games, you also do physical training, you have some good foods, and you have fun. Like it's a way to bring people together, and we did that. So we had the first boot camp in I think it was the spring 2016, and what we saw, because our esports club in the beginning was an online association, an online club. So players were sitting at home on their own computers and playing together. And what we saw was that when we had them coming together physically in the club, we rented like a small house, and they could I think we had 20 players and a few coaches the first time we had a boot camp. And when players arrived Friday afternoon and begin to connect and set up the PCs, and they were a bit shy, right? Because 50% of the target group here is boys who would never enter a sports club whatsoever. So this is new to them. They're used to seeing at home behind a screen, you know, talking on Skype or TeamSpeak or whatever, chatting with each other. So now you have that four dimension. You have, you can look your friends and your teammates in the eyes. You can you can smell them. You can hear them. You can touch them. You know, and that made sense. And what we saw was some shy guys, boys primarily, between 12 and I think 17, 18, 19 years old. We had a few coaches and managers there as well. We had a few parents coming by. But over the weekend, we saw these boys and both players and managers and trainers loosen up. And they went outside. They played some soccer, some football. Sun was shining. They had, you know, some pizza. They played and trained Counter-Strike and FIFA and League of Legends. They slept together, you know, next to each other in their sleeping bags on the floor, and it was really old school. And this is not a new thought. This is not like new innovative stuff. This is old school, just coming together and having fun. But what I realized after that was that these boys, when they had to say goodbye to each other on Sunday, some of them were emotionally touched. I'm not saying anyone was crying, but some of them really hugged each other and high-fived, and the communication after that on online and on Skype and TeamSpeak became so much easier. Also for the coach and trainers, it became more smooth and easier for them to communicate with the players, because now they've seen each other in the eyes, they've shook their hands, they've, you know, hugged, they've high-fived, they've eaten, sleeping, just having fun together. And that community and that being part of, you know, building new friendships started to tear down barriers. And we suddenly saw these young guys and a few girls as well blossoming and having fun, and it reflected into their school. Suddenly you had a few of the guys who used to be kind of shy, which they came to school now and they had fun, and they could talk to some of the other players and some of the other participants in the boot camp. Even though they were a few classes above them in school, they could, you know, go to them and say, "Hey, are you coming to practice tomorrow? I'm looking forward to the next boot camp," or whatever. And they you know, started to build new friendships. And actually what made the biggest difference for me was that when we created the next boot camp, it wasn't so much the first boot camp showed to me that this has a huge potential, like amazing, crazy potential for people coming together. And it doesn't matter if you're in a wheelchair or if you're black or white or talking Chinese or whatever. That, I mean, language and physical body and whatever doesn't matter. Like, this was all about the game. It was all about having fun and enjoying, you know, creating new friendships and having fun with esports. And it became so much more. But what really made it for me was when I realized that this is insanely amazing, was the next boot camp. Because now you have a lot of players who they were playing online, they were training online 2, 3, 4 times a week. They participated in different leagues and different tournaments. All of it was online. Some of them met each other at the first boot camp, but when we created the next boot camp, we didn't have 20 participants. Suddenly we have 40, and at the next boot camp we had 100. Next boot camp we had 200. And what happens when at the next boot camp, when they saw each other again? So some of them are living, you know, 400 and 500 kilometers between each other, so they don't see each other every day. They only see each other at these boot camps and if they're going to a tournament together. But a lot of them did not participate in any tournaments or local esport tournaments. So they only saw each other at these, and they are only seeing each other at these boot camps. And standing in that sports arena we were setting up tables to have more than 200 people coming in, firewalls and switches and cables and power all over. You can imagine like an old school LAN party. And then Friday afternoon, when the players start coming in and their parents carrying all of their stuff, and they coming into the this sports hall with big expectations, and then their friends starts coming, you know, the friends they've been talking to online and the friends they have seen maybe once, maybe twice, but it's they are close friends because they talk to each other so much, they spend so much time with each other online, playing together, being mad at each other, having fun together. They talk about subjects that they will never share with their parents, you know. So seeing them Friday afternoon in the sports hall when they starting to coming together again, hugging each other, laughing, high-fiving, just setting up their computers together, helping each other, carrying each other's monitors and computers and chairs and sleeping bags and whatnot, and like holding each other's, you know, holding around each other, and then walking outside in the sun, laughing, talking. That was when I realized that when we are working with grassroots esports or esports in sports clubs or sports associations, we have the power to communicate friendships, and we have the power to promote friendships. And not only that, we see it actually happening a lot in Denmark, and I know as well in Germany and in Sweden and other countries as well, but I'm from Denmark, so this is where my story takes place. But this is the why. Like, I want to do a podcast when I share all my experiences in how we are doing this in Denmark. How are we creating esport activities in sports clubs? We are starting from a sports for all perspective, so this should be open to anyone who can pay like a small membership per year. This is for everyone. It doesn't matter how good or bad you are, it doesn't matter what kind of computer you have, it doesn't matter. In Denmark we have, I think, 50 or 70, somewhere around that, fully functioning esports clubs, a lot of members, and they're having fun. We can see the structure becomes, and the organization of the grassroots esports in Denmark becomes more and more strong. We see players, trainers, coaches, managers joining esports club and clubs and building them stronger and stronger and stronger. And that is why this podcast is created, is to share this knowledge. So I want every country in the world, every sports club in the world to support grassroots esports in your country. So the country should support the local governments or the local cities to support the local sports club to support esport activities, because I've seen what it can do. I've seen how esports in sports clubs can attract new members, can combine and join people in great friendships and communities. We can work around loneliness, we can work around bad self-esteem, we can create good experiences, we can help creating a framework that will develop people. And this is why this podcast is created, and I wanted to share my experiences on how we can do that. Just a short about me. My name is Martin Fritschen. I am a Danish guy. I've been in esports since late 2015. I have a commercial background, so I've been working with sales and marketing, primarily in the online, digital, or software business. I've been working with the American company Adobe. I've been working with the biggest media companies in Denmark. And I have been a motivational and keynote speaker for the last 10 years about how people can become strong. And now I'm focusing on esports. I've been joining and talking at esport and sport events in Budapest, in Leipzig, and in Copenhagen, and other places. And I love it because I can see that this is real. I'm not selling anything. I'm not trying to convince you to do anything. I'm sharing my experiences because I've seen how grassroots esports in sports clubs can benefit human being. It's as simple as that. Welcome.